Hello, and welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS Americas podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and today I'm chatting with Taryn Rezeda, our senior editor manager covering MMA, or methyl methacrylates. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
So, Taryn, I bet you really weren't expecting much of what has happened so far in this year in the MMA world. Can you give us an update on what happened in Q1? How did we come to this severe supply crunch that we're in now?
Yeah, so Q1 really did see the perfect storm of events. We had multiple things happening at the same time that really squeezed supply. We had some planned turnarounds take place during the first quarter. And of course, we also had some unplanned outages, especially after the polar storm in mid-February. So we had that on the production end. We also had severe constraints in feedstock acetone, which has been short for a while. So the lack of available acetone made it harder for producers to run operations the way they would like. Finally, we had Mitsubishi Chemical Methacrylates, formerly known as Lucide. They officially ended production at their site in Beaumont on March the 31st. So putting all of that together, we've had a lot of pressure on supply.
Yeah, and you talked about feedstock acetone prices. Can you explain a little more about that?
Sure. So ever since last year, acetone has tightened considerably for several reasons. We've had anti-dumping duties on imports from several countries. We've had lower co-product phenol operating rates, especially during the pandemic. And then we've had the usual planned and unplanned outages. So all of that put together has really tightened acetone, driving prices up. And this has really impacted MMA because there's less acetone for them to produce the MMA that they need. But also, in some cases, they've been limited on their contract volumes and they've had to go out into the spot market to get the acetone they need. So that's really squeezed their margins.
Yeah, well, turning back to MMA, so where do you see the recovery in supply heading? Is it going to be past Q2 or you know, within this time frame?
Well, I would say Q2 is going to see a slow and gradual recovery in supply. We basically expect production to normalize slowly but surely after the polar storm. Keep in mind that in Q1, because of that severe supply crunch, many shipments were delayed and there was a backlog in orders. So it's going to take time for the suppliers to catch up on those shipments. Meantime, we also expect more imports to come into the U.S. Because of the attractive netbacks that are present. So we're expecting more imports from Asia. And of course, also some internal transfers that the producers themselves will be undertaking. So the imports will close some of the supply gap, but it's not going to be an immediate recovery. It's going to take a little bit of time for production to get back to where it needs to be.
Right. And for those vessels to get here as well, they're coming from Asia.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The tight ocean freight market hasn't helped the import market. And then we also have a lot of congestion at ports along with a tight trucking market. So even once the material gets here, then you have to worry about, well, how do we get the material, you know, to the warehouses and wherever else it needs to go?
Yeah, big logistics delays there, adding on to it. And turning to the demand side of this, where do you see that going?
The demand side is going to be interesting. For the most part, demand has been pretty good and we expect that to continue. There are going to be some short-term issues in the auto sector. You know, this has been in the news for a while. There's a shortage of semiconductors and other raw materials, so that's going to hurt auto production overall. I think the construction sector is going to do better, especially as the housing market, meaning the residential sector, that's really been doing well. This year, the performance has been on a higher level compared to the previous year, so there's going to be a lot of demand from the housing market. And then that all-important sector that we were really paying attention to last year, demand for PMMA into acrylic sheets, That's going to be steady. I think it's going to be more normal. We're kind of past the peak of the pandemic, so the market will kind of adjust to a new normal, but I don't anticipate any sort of a major surge again in demand for those acrylic sheets.
Yeah, unless people are replacing them. They had to clean them too many times.
Exactly.
Yeah, so unless there's a huge replacement, it seems most places just going out, different stores or, whoever's bought them before, they're everywhere already.
Yeah, the market is mostly saturated at this point. One area where you might see some growth could be the reopening of schools in some parts of the country. So, I mean, there'll still be demand for them in a post-COVID world, but hopefully we won't have to, deal with another surge like we saw last year.
Yeah, this would not be the ideal time for it, considering the supply situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Taryn, for joining me on this podcast. I'm sure you will keep us posted on MMA in the coming weeks through our new site at icis.com. And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you don't already know, you can now listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify simply by searching ICIS Chemical Update and giving us a follow. Stay safe out there.
Take care. Bye.